Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. This is Jim Masters. We're live worldwide on the award-winning CUTV News Radio, live service of the Tilly Award-winning CUTV News. Happy New Year. We're looking forward to the new year. This is the eve of the coming new year. Lots of wonderful joy and blessing to one and all from all of us here at CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. It is December 30th, 2019, at the time of this broadcast, 3 p.m. Eastern and noon Pacific, and we thank everybody from all around the world, as well as, of course, every point of the earth joining us, because we do reach a global international audience here on CUTV News Radio Live, continuing our thought-provoking and insightful conversations with one of our great guests. We're talking with Christine Rose. She is an honored business coach, author, and speaker. She offers so many gifts to different people, giving them really so much of herself. She gives all of them with great aptitude and passion. For many women, she has given them the catalyst to launch or advance their careers and gaining the confidence and managerial skill that can make it happen. For small business owners, both men and women, she has provided tools, coaching mastery, and consulting advice that helps them increase their business operational efficiency, team spirit, and profits as well. And Christine also delivers exceptional business and motivational messages to audiences small and large. Recently, as we've mentioned, she's made a significant impact for a whole new audience of women and business people as an author. Her latest book, Life Beyond #MeToo, is an essential guide for understanding all that has happened, what can and should change, and what can be done so women will be safer and more esteemed at work. The book is also written from a coach's perspective, which sets it apart from anything else addressing the topic of sexual harassment and violence against women, such as the new movie Bombshell, a reflection of harassment at Fox and Roger Ailes. Christine is an International Coaches Federation certified coach, a member of the Forbes Coaches Council, and a certified administrator of the Taylor Core Values Index as well. And she's continuing to be recognized for her wonderful accomplishments and her leadership abilities, credentials, affiliations, and not to mention the generosity of her advisory and community service efforts as well. In this latest installment of her radio series with us here on CUTV News Radio Live, Christine is focusing on the book and how to use it to create change, not just in the marketplace, but by aiming for true global transformation. Since the shows fall around the holiday time, and Christine is very devotional, she's been talking about things in relation to the holidays, the new year, creating peace and goodwill for all. And as the CEO of Christine Rose Coaching and Consulting, which is a boutique consulting firm in the greater Seattle area, she really has a wealth of experience to offer so many, along with wonderful tools and intuition and a track record, helping people find their true path and becoming more successful. She delights in helping create change, that's the bottom line, and will certainly spur a lot of positive shifts with her thoughts, conversations, and book. She also has a wonderful social media internet campaign that's happening and launch on January 8th of 2020 as well, and a lot of exciting events that are coming up in her life and in her career. The website is christinerose.coach. That's Christine with a C, christinerose.coach. And the book, if you'd like to order it, is available at Amazon as well. We'll mention that at the end of the show as well. But without further ado, as we talk today on this episode of CUTV News Radio Live about out with the old normal and in with the new normal, we'll describe what that means on this episode of our series together with Christine Rose. Christine, thank you very much for joining us, and of course, continued best of the holiday season and all good things for you and yours in the coming new decade and new year of 2020. Thanks for joining us once again here on CUTV News Radio Live.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's wonderful to be with you. And yes, happy holidays to you and the listeners. And as we get close to the new year, I'm just wishing all the best to you and your loved ones and to our listeners for a wonderful, successful, positive new year.
We appreciate that very, very much. And, you know, speaking of that, being encouraging like that, as a coach, you encourage people to let go of what's not working and focus on the future they want for themselves. What better time than now, with the coming new year and new decade, to really take a look at that and delve into that a little bit deeper as far as how we can actually achieve that and focus on the future for what we want for ourselves. How do you translate this principle to actually creating a safer world via your book, Life Beyond #MeToo?
Yeah, Jim, it's so great to see, you know, hear conversations and see articles about getting, you know, cleaning out your office, getting rid of what doesn't work, cleaning out. I read an article today about people, things people aren't going to say anymore that don't work for them, and embracing new ways of just using language. So it's a great time to think about, what about getting rid of the old normal rule set that I talk about in the book and embracing a new normal so that we can have a safer world for our mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends. And that's the subtitle of the book, is creating a safer world for our mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends. In the book, Jim, it's about encouraging people that, once, you know, we have, some people are disconnected to the news and maybe don't really know still what really happened with the #MeToo movement. How has it generated action? I mean, we know that 12 million posts in 24 hours with stories from women all around the world about how they were mistreated. And we know that in the kind of the old normal that I'd like to see us lose, there are so many factors that contribute to this world that makes these stories so commonplace. One of the benefits with coaching is that my clients see, or it helps clients to see and become aware, creates awareness about their situation, about what they need to change, what they could choose, what new possibilities they could create, what new outcomes they can create for themselves, and really can radically alter their future. So I'm hoping that this book is a tool for us to do the same thing for people on an individual and collective level when it comes to our culture and how we treat people. In the book, I borrow a model from Robert Dunham and Peter Deming's, the authors of the book, The Innovator's Way. And they talk about messes, which they define as the most difficult kinds of social problems. And the fact that the paradigm or the belief system that the mess comes from doesn't allow the new thinking that we need to be able to solve the mess. And so I'm calling the mess that creates these endless millions of Me Too stories old normal. So that's kind of what needs to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right. Out with the old and with the new, literally, in this case specifically. You know, so we'll define it a little bit more in terms of what is old normal for those maybe tuning in now for the first time, perhaps, too, or just need a refresher on it. What parts of the old normal would you say, continued, Christine, really need to go?
Yeah, thanks for asking that, Jim. You know, old normal, and in the book, we really get into details. There's a lot of notes, but it's the cultural soup. It's the system of beliefs that fosters countless ongoing stories of discrimination and harassment and abuse and violence against women and even men. So when I look at this model from the Innovator's Way, I really see that the hashtag MeToo event on social media, this viral firestorm, is a transformational event because what it allows us to do is to step outside of the mess and this huge social problem and to see the possibility that we could create real culture change that could lead to a much safer world. That doesn't have the discrimination and violence against women that we see. Readers in the book are going to find information about some of the largest contributors to old normal. And so we talk about cultural mores. We talk about objectification, sex trafficking, prostitution, pornography. We talk about patriarchy and patriarchal religions. There's really, we don't have time in this interview to cover all the old normal contributors in detail, but I wanted to focus in on one of the biggest roots of sexual harassment and violence. And Jim, that is the dynamic of unequal power relationships between men and women. So there's this imbalance of power in this patriarchal cultural system that we have that really creates a fertile ground for abuse. And the target of the victim and their vulnerability is this silence and this shield that keeps them silent. And what Me Too did was break that open. So the silence is gone, but the unequal power relationship is still going on. And I mean, if you just think about some of the news stories that have happened in the past month, there was a guy who tried to drag a teenager away from his mother in the dollar store. I don't remember what city it was in, where literally, he just grabbed her and started running towards the door with her, and the mom had to jump on the girl and just struggle to make, have her not leave. But there have been, there's countless news reports about violence against people, and oftentimes that victim is a female, and because of the imbalance of power, it's contributing to these kind of problems. But the good news and what we talk about in the book is that there are so many ways we can come together and create a safer world for girls and women to create a new normal.
That is so extraordinarily important, and for people to really realize that. And again, as I mentioned, the timing with the coming new year is, it couldn't be better for this all out with the old and with the new way of thinking and operating and being. So new normal, again, we're touching upon it, we're gracing it during the conversation, but let's define even deeper, maybe on another level, what new normal really is and how important it is and how it really applies to all of our lives and what needs to be embraced really in order to accelerate that move forward.
Yeah, Jim, so in the book, I talk about this mess of sexual discrimination and harassment and violence, and it's typically viewed from the perspective of the old common sense or an old rule set, what we call old normal. And in this model, Deming and Dunham suggest that there's often a transformational event, and that facilitates innovation or change in a group or in a culture. And after the transformational event, the last perspective that we haven't had, that people can see this possibility of a transformation to a reality that's post-mess, right? The mess is this impossible social situation. We can see this possibility of a new rule set or a new common sense or a new reality. And that's what I call new normal in the book. So if we choose to pursue, if we first of all open our eyes and recognize that this opportunity exists now to really create some change that we haven't had because of this transformational event that we're calling Me Too. If we embrace new protective practices, if we embrace a new common culture, common sense, and if we choose, if we recognize the power of choice at this time and choose not to contribute to or pay old normal's heavy costs around the world, we really can change the world. And you'd ask, you know, what do we need to embrace to do that? I do talk about this in the book. One of the things from a coaching perspective is the coach doesn't have all the answers. The coach asks the questions that help you come up with your own answers. So each reader is going to find that what they need to choose to help us move past old normal and into new normal is going to be unique to them. And then there's going to be some cooperation among people to make this thing happen. And the first thing is that people have to come to an agreement that a new normal is possible, it's desirable, and that we can cooperate to make this happen. And then we also really need to clearly envision change. We need to come together and imagine and envision together what will we like new normal to be like. And the keys to change in any case, whether it's for a coaching client or, you know, in a workplace, is first of all, self-reflection, and secondly, communication. So the book offers stories, it offers questions that help people to recognize the costs of old normal, some of the costs. I mean, it can't catalog all the costs. We're talking generations, millennia of pain. But some of the costs and some of the work that we can do to create a new normal. In the book, I do suggest 8 key changes that we might adopt and encourage the readers to come up with their own changes. And I encourage people to pick up the book and see what they think about those things and what they might want to do to change. But the first thing is, again, we got to recognize that this is possible, that we really can change the world right now, that we really can create a whole new rule set and way of being in the world that would make it much safer for everyone.
It's a beautiful thing to want and work towards and wish for. And I know you're doing everything you can because it's, as I've mentioned previously on air, so near and dear to your heart, not only from a personal standpoint, but also professionally and legacy-wise. It's just extraordinary work that you're doing, Christine. If you can share maybe with us and our audience some examples of people who are also leading the way into new normal, and maybe some of the discussion of them in the book as well.
Yeah, Jim, I'm going to talk about some of the people that I wrote about in the book. And there's so many more, you know, it's just really skimming the surface because there are a lot of people doing a lot of work to start making changes. And we're talking about in the workplace, in religious organizations, you know, and just in their communities. One group of people in the Seattle area was a small group of women I talk about in the book. They had experience helping troubled youth and people with sexual abuse issues with case management, with wraparound services, you know, meeting them where they are to help bring them to solid ground. And they got together because there's an epidemic of sex trafficking, and the girls and the women who get sucked into that aren't there because they want to be. And it takes great courage to even reach out to somebody to try to get help because your life, you think your life is at risk, and really it can be. So these women came together to help these young girls, and you know, the average age of a girl entering prostitution is 12. So these women founded an organization called REST. That stands for Real Escape from the Sex Trade. They started in 2009, and their goal is to serve and care for women who got caught in the sex trade and help them find a path to freedom from that. And it has been very effective, the organization, in helping women and girls leave the life. They call it the life, right? And it's mm-hmm. they have partnered with the city of Seattle. They have the city of Seattle also has a coordinated effort against sexual exploitation. They call it CEASE. And they have network and partnership with the Seattle Vice Squad, with several different police officers from neighboring cities like SeaTac and Kent and Perian. They're partnered with Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. They're partnered with Shared Hope International. There's a group of people called BEST, and it's Businesses Ending Sex Trafficking. And, you know, these groups partner together to just enact change at a local level. There's 27 organizations, I guess. Now, there's a lot of organizations in this partnership that are about creating change at a local level. And helping, when they help someone leave the life, they help them to recognize that they have great value, that they're each individually so valuable. And, you know, we're working on that on the other side of the table, too, of trying to help end the demand for that, because when
I think Christine's call dropped during the broadcast. It happens with technology. But we'll give her a quick dial back, and we'll continue the conversation on CUTV News Radio Live.
Oh, did I lose you?
Welcome back. There you are.
Uh-oh.
Right in mid-sentence.
Uh-oh. Thank you. Where were we? I don't know where I was when I lost you.
Well, you were sort of providing an eloquent answer to the question of some examples of people who are leading the way into the new normal, and how you've been referencing them in the book and talking about them in the book as well.
Okay. So anyway, the good news about the ladies from REST is they're making a huge difference at the local level. Another person who I mentioned in the book is Yasmin Hassan. She's a lawyer, and she's the executive director of an organization called Equality Now. And she has dedicated her career to helping women and girls that struggle from gender-based injustices. And, you know, from youth on, she encourages people and says, never forget that no voice is too small to make a difference. So we're trying to explain to people that from young ages all the way up, there's a woman who started an organization, and what they do is provide training, curriculum for grade school students to help them understand the value of each person. And there are many organizations doing this that I do list in the book, so there's not time to list them all. But I think that everybody who's listening probably knows a person who has said, you know, I'm just not going to tolerate the way things are anymore, and I'm going to, you know, stand up for what's right. There's a group called Green Dot that trains college students on how to be active upstanders instead of bystanders who don't get engaged when somebody's at risk of being exploited. So there's a lot of information in the book about this. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's really important. And I want to make mention that, again, with the cusp of the new year, all of these things you're talking about, the timing is so appropriate, so important, and can really be harnessed and can really be used in such a positive way with, you know, the new year right at our doorstep, some different perspectives and approaches and ways to think about things in our own lives and our own actions and thoughts and words and how we treat each other going forward and things of that nature as well. You have some really cool things that are coming up, kicking your 2020 off right away, that reference the book and other things. Share with us some of those exciting things that are happening for you, Christine, as soon as the new year starts.
Yeah, I'm really excited that there's someone from CUTV News who's going to be coming and doing a video interview, and that will be available online at some point. I don't have the date yet, but that's on Friday this week. I'm also being interviewed locally by people to get the word out about this possibility of creating a safer world for our mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends. We will be back on CUTV News next Monday, and we're going to be, it's kind of a countdown because we have an official launch on Amazon.com of January 8th, and so we're inviting people from around the world to just join us on January 8th. And get the book at Amazon.com. One of the organizations that's leading the way and making a difference is the actress Mariska Hargitay, and she started an organization called the Joyful Heart Foundation. And what they're doing is helping end the backlog of untested rape kits. And so everyone who buys a book on January 8th on Amazon.com, $1 from each of those books will go to the Joyful Heart Foundation to help end the backlog of untested rape kits. So all that stuff's happening. We are planning a book tour. I don't have the dates yet for that. So if people are really interested in having us come to their city, they can certainly reach out to us at www.christinerose.coach and contact us through that website there. And yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff happening.
Congratulations. That really is exciting. And I know you've been working hard on all of these. And yes, we've been working. Actually, I've been filming some elements of that video interview that we're setting up for Friday with our camera person coming out too. So that'll be great to capture you there. Some really exciting things that are happening. Then that will go into production and will be available at some point soon for all of you and to enjoy. And of course, you came to our studio as well on the East Coast. And we did a sit down interview there, and that is available online on the website as well. So some really great stuff. And again, is there any message, in addition to the wonderful message you've already left during the course of the body of this show, with the new year, message of hope, out with the old and with the new sort of theme that's going on universally around the world anyway, on the cusp of the new year that you'd like to leave for our audience, Christine?
Yeah, I'd like to say to anyone who's got a Me Too story, you know, hurt people. And so we've got a whole world of healing that we're doing right now. And so if you need some help, there's a lot of resources that I mentioned in the book. Feel free to reach out. And also for those who don't see hope for a world that's free from violence, I really want to encourage you that one day at a time, one step at a time, we're making choices that we can own our part, that we can create change, and that we can start seeing the kind of accountability and work as we come together to create a world at peace where all humans are honored. So don't give up hope.
Perfectly and beautifully said, and a wonderful way to wrap up the 2019 portion of our existing series together on CUTV News Radio Live. Christine, thanks so much for sharing all of this wisdom with us, and we look forward to our continuation together in the new year in 2020. It's always a joy and blessing with you being with us, and we appreciate all the information you share with us on CUTV News Radio Live. Again, the best to you and your family, from me and my family and all of us here for the new year and beyond. Thanks for being with us on this episode of CUTV News Radio Live.
Thank you, Jim.
You are very welcome. Take care and a very happy new year. A very special guest. We're talking about Christine Rose. She's exceptional. The book is Life Beyond #MeToo. Again, to learn more about all of it, Amazon has the book. And also, you can go to christinerose.coach to learn about all the upcoming events and so much more that is happening, kicking off 2020. We appreciate her being with us. We appreciate you being with us all around the world here exclusively on the award-winning CUTV News Radio Live. This is Jim Masters, your host. On behalf of all of us here and myself, a very happy and joyful and blessed 2020. And we look forward to speaking with you in 2020 right here exclusively on CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live. Take care. Bye for now. And Happy New Year.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.